get the straight scoop on the Packers from the man who knows them best. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and this is the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, what a turnaround against Washington. Down 11-0, all set in that second quarter. How did you guys rally and outscore Washington 35-7 the remaining three quarters?
Really just stayed the course. You know, we felt as a football team we matched up very well with Washington. And the fact of the matter, you know, our blueprint's the same. We need to perform and be productive in all three phases. We accomplished that in Washington. You know, I thought that our defense played well. You know, they had some plays early. We settled down. They had one drive in the second half. And other than that, you know, we definitely commanded the line of scrimmage and let our coverage people really dial into their perimeter groups, which we had a lot of respect for. Offensively, you know, we made some mistakes early. You know, frankly, we had some mental errors that created big plays against us. And then after that, we got into a rhythm of running pass, and that's where you want to play. And then the special teams, you think about the field position. Tim Mastay had a couple kicks there early where we didn't change the field position. But after that, I just thought he had a dominant performance and really just flipped the field position when needed. And we were able to feed off our defense.
Mike, it seemed like you had a nice fast tempo, several 12-man on the field penalties. How much did that contribute to your offensive success, the tempo?
Well, it's all about the tempo, and anytime your tempo, you know, rattles the defense or, you know, puts them in an uncomfortable situation, that's the benefit of it. So, I mean, that's all part of the plan to play fast and, you know, challenging the defense, particularly their substitution patterns, particularly on third down. You know, a lot of defenses like to match personnel. This really keeps them on a match of personnel where they have to get more into a role, their lineman, you know, type of method. So it definitely helps.
11 play, 80-yard drive against the wind in the third quarter, chewed up 5:29, and you got some big runs from Eddie Lacy as well as James Starks. How big was that drive, Mike?
That was a huge drive, you know, because we were obviously responding to Washington scoring the series before. So I thought that was one of the big turning points in the game. I thought the first one was early there when our defense had the goal line stand. Mm-hmm. Making a great effort, to keep receiver out of the end zone. So that's what happens in these, you know, in all games, particularly playoff games. So that long drive, the ability to run the football, give our defense, you know, the time to catch their breath because they were on the field prior to that for a number of plays. I thought that was a big turning point for us.
Mike, Lance mentioned James Starks, Eddie Lacy, but how about the work of Randall Cobb out of the backfield? He's got a little shake to him there, doesn't he?
Well, definitely. I mean, it gives you three runners with three distinctively different running styles. So, I mean, you go from Eddie Lacy to Randall Cobb with James in between there. So, and that's part of the thinking. And the other part is just making sure Randall gets to touch the football.
Five straight drives you scored in the second quarter as well as the third quarter. Do you feel like the offense is back? Do you like the rhythm, the tempo, everything that you established in that period?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great, dramatic question. I'm sure you're up all night writing it. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm just not your guy to answer those types of things. I mean, we like our offense. We understand what's happened in the past. You know, most importantly is to get the plan set for Arizona, go out there, take care of the football, get started fast. There's going to be a ton of energy in the building when we start the game. So a fast start, taking care of the football and offense is what our focus is.
Mike, want to talk about J.C. Treader, who started at left tackle, who's what's called the hot corner, and it's a name well earned. Mm-hmm. And what was really impressive to me is early on he gets a penalty, next play gives up the safety. Now, a lot of guys, if they're not cut out right mentally, they go down the tubes at that point. But J.C. came back and did a heck of a job protecting for you. I think that says a lot about him.
Oh, J.C. played a heck of a ball game and frankly had the penalty. But in reality, on the sack, you know, our declaration on the protection could have been better. So, that's really what I'm talking about in the start of the game. We weren't hitting on all cylinders up front. But I think for J.C. in particular, I think that tells you about his mental toughness. I mean, he is the same man each and every day. His mental discipline is definitely top of the charts on our football team. So, I mean, that's no surprise to get that performance from him.
You mentioned the defense before, and we haven't even talked about him yet, Mike, but that goal lane stand, first down it was Ha-Ha, Guyon, and Jake Ryan, then Guyon, Peppers, and Clay on second down, then Ha-Ha with the pass defense on third down. That was a huge momentum change.
Big, huge. I mean, they came out firing, and we made some mistakes. They took advantage of it, and, you know, to keep them to 3 points at that point in the game, particularly what we just did on offense, I thought was a huge, huge, huge series in a game.
The goal line is a great place to have a LaTroy guy on that second run. He just crumbles the blocker in front of him. That man is so powerful, isn't he?
Absolutely. LaTroy is, he's getting healthy again, and I think he's definitely playing his best football of the year.
All right. And our next segment, we'll talk about the young guys who stepped up as well in Washington. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Packers with a single safety high. Snap to Cousins, looking, throws the left side, and it's broken up incomplete. Broken up at the 30-yard line. Pass intended for Jamison Crowder, and a great hit to dislodge the ball by Quentin Rollins. It is fourth down.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, one other thing I noticed is you had a lot of faith in your defense, and rightfully so, obviously, because they played so well, but you called timeout in the second quarter. Washington was going against the wind, and Quentin Rollins rewarded you with the pass breakup. Devontae Adams made the two big catches and touchdown. That was a big portion of the game as well.
Definitely. I mean, that's all about trusting your defense. And those are the game management situations that, you know, can really swing the momentum before the half, especially, you know, with us, taking a win there in the fourth quarter. So taking a ball in the beginning of the game. And that's, you know, it's funny because I was talking to Ted after the game, and Ted's always like, just get out of the half, you know, where if you talk to Aaron, you immediately call a timeout. So that's where, you know, I got the two extremists. I got one that just wants to pay attention to the clock, and I got the, you know, one that's super conservative. And I think that's just why at those points you got to really, I mean, you know, the math of what the clock situation is one thing, but the momentum of the game and how things are playing. So, yeah, totally trusted in defense, and they got off the field, and we obviously scored on that series. So that was, another big swing in the game.
Mike, let's talk about your young corners. There's Rollins, Demarius Randall, and then there was a point in the game where you got Ladarius Gunter out there, you got Dimitri Goodson against a very high-powered offense, and yet these guys are productive. I think we ought to give a shout-out to Joe Witt for the job he's done with these young corners.
Huh? Yeah, Joe Witt has done an outstanding job really the whole time he's been here. So time and time again, he takes these young players and you could just see the fundamentals, the technique, and the discipline in their play. So, yeah, definitely our young corners have stepped up all year. So, and that was another great example of it in Washington.
So many guys generated pressure on that defense, Mike, but let's highlight Mike Neal a little bit with the sack, the forced fumble, and the fumble recovery. It's hard to get the hat trick, but that was a big play once again, second quarter.
Oh, definitely. It's all about taking care of the football, and really Mike and our defensive lineman up front really took care of business. And frankly, the defensive line and the pass rush unit and our offensive line all received game balls, for the game, and because we felt like they really commanded both sides of the ball.
Another one of those pass rushers, Nick Perry, and man, did he have some success against Trent Williams, one of the top left tackles in the league. And Nick Perry, I mean, he really beat him cold a couple times.
Oh, no doubt. Nick was giving him big problems, and and the hits on the quarterbacks, obviously the sacks, and it just starts to add up, and you can see it really wore their offense down in the third and fourth quarter.
How happy are you that you went from, I think it was about 2 yards per carry in the first half, to you ended up with 141 yards and 4.4 for the game, so obviously a lot of production from there on out.
Well, I mean, running the football is tough every week. Obviously, it's going to be tougher in the playoffs on the road. We didn't get started, probably the way you like. But, there's an old-school adage about running the ball. The 1 or 2 yards in the first quarter, 2 and 3 in the second quarter, 3 and 4 in the third quarter, and by the fourth quarter, the big runs will start to come. So, that's all part of, just keep hammering away and staying after it. And our offensive line definitely led the way there.
Mike, a very productive part of your offense, and it helps the tempo, I would think, were the quick screens, the run pass, and the quick screens on the backside. You guys got a lot of mileage out of that play.
Definitely. Aaron's identification and recognition of defense and the ability to, anticipate, coverage roll one way or the other is just exceptional. So to take advantage of that, and on top of it, he gets the ball so dang quick. He gives that receiver probably an extra yard of separation. So, yes, definitely excellent execution on Aaron's part.
Larry mentioned the work of Joe Witt, but also I think we haven't talked about it much on this show, Mike, the work of Dom Capers and just what the defense has been able to string together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely this can go down and, you know, hopefully be the best defense we've had here. So, I mean, it's a group that you could just see in training camp was ready to take a big jump. And, you know, and it starts up front. And, you know, and our big guys have really taken control of that. I really like the communication and, you know, particularly the adjustments that they're making during the games. I think our players and coaches have done a great job of that from Dom all the way down.
Mike, the design and execution of some of the stunts Dom and Turgo and Winston Moss, they've come up with, and the execution by the guys, they have really helped. You guys run some hellacious stunts really hard.
I mean, no doubt. I mean, just the process of, you know, what starts in the game planning and really, you know, and getting the input of the players and making sure we're all on the same page. And that's the adjustments I'm talking about during the course of the game. It's just the way they change it up and really put the stress as far as the penetrator on the particular protection or on the particular matchup of the offense. So, you know, our coaches and players are doing a great job there.
We always ask for your input on the Mike McCarthy Show. And this week on Twitter, player of the game, J.C. Treader, Larry kind of mentioned him. I mean, to settle down and then to have the performance he had and the whole offensive line, the performance they had, very, very impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. And I mean, you've already said it. Thanks for answering my question. But it's just a great performance by J.C. And, you know, his mental discipline and toughness, obviously, after that start was very evident.
All right. Next up, Mike, as well as Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Telestrator with head coach Mike McCarthy. And Mike, it's 2nd and 10 at the Washington 10, 33 seconds left in the first half. You're the coach. What do you call?
Well, the thing is, we're in a 2-minute drill. So Aaron's setting the formation. He's obviously going to make a protection call here. He brings Richard in, gets the call here, tells him what he's thinking. And then we're in a 3-by-1 formation, 3 receivers on one side, and Devontae single receivers on the backside. All right, so he goes that. He's got a pre-snap blitz look, 2 linebackers up in the A-gaps. But with that, they're giving him a coverage look in the back end. So he has recognition of what he's thinking route-wise. And then you can see, gets the ball snapped timely fashion. We got Scott. We got James out here in the flat holding the flat defender here. It's a 3-3 shell. And then Devontae runs an excellent corner route.
And he's wide open for the touchdown. Can we run it back to the line of scrimmage one time, please? Okay. The thing I wanted to ask you about, Devontae, and the move he uses to get off the line of scrimmage, how much flexibility does he have? Or is he coached, here's what you do, here's the move you use, so he'll be in the right place at the right time and so forth?
Well, that's all part of the technique. There's a release plan on every route, and obviously with the bump and run, you know, in a slot area inside the numbers, what's being expected here. So you can see his release plan is a threat in the outside release. The DB jumps to the outside. So Devontae goes inside, gets on the vertical stem, keeps a nice high angle, which we call the window, keeps the window open for Aaron to throw the ball.
Is that one just the way you drew it up?
That's just the way you draw it up.
Okay, with the extra point, 17 points in a quarter, the Packers' most productive quarter all season. Congratulations, Mike McCarthy, and the rest is history. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Game balls, you already mentioned, Mike, offensive line for offense, defensive line for defense, and then Tim Mastey for special teams. What did he do in this game that you felt really changed the complexion?
Well, Tim just really switched the field position with his punting. And, you know, in the beginning of the game, we started a little bumpy there, but he had the 2 or 3 punts that were just enormous and, you know, backed those guys up. And, you know, our defense was getting after him, you know, created really, really good field position for us on offense. So, I mean, if you look at the total yards of offense, you'd go, whoa, you may think it's higher, but, you know, a big part of it was our field position.
Mike, Tim Mastey just set a all-time record, a Packer all-time record for net average. I mean, this place has been here a long time. Yeah. That is saying something. And during the playoffs, do you find the special teams effort overall almost a bigger factor than during the regular season? Because it's a game of big plays. It turns on big plays.
Well, and you know, one of Ron Zook's favorite sayings is, you know, they don't get second down. You know, it's fourth down or ever how you want to view it. Every time they get one play when they go out there, as opposed to obviously offense and defense gets at least three. So, you know, it's a group that's really done a good job throughout the year. But, man, the energy on the sidelines of these guys, it's just exciting. The coverage units are just bringing it. Everybody's, you know, really just kind of hanging on, just, you know, just a little more to give Mikey that crease to go. So it's a huge part of playoff football. As we know, and our guys have, you know, definitely got off to a good start in Washington.
Mike, you mentioned on the show last week that third down conversions would be better, and one of the more impressive ones to me was Aaron Rodgers on a certain play had a guy in his face and found John Kuhn on third and short. I think it was third and one. How big was that conversion at the time and just making that play?
Well, it extends the drive. You know, and frankly, you know, we need to get our percentage up as far as the conversion of the fourth down conversion, but, you know, it's really what we need to do a better job of moving forward. Because, I mean, you talk about it, you want to get into these, you know, 10, 12, 13-play drives. Obviously, the production on first and second down is the primary focus, but the ability to convert on third down is what we need to do a better job of.
About time that we start looking ahead. And, Mike, as you look ahead at the Cardinals game, how do you look at the earlier meeting with them? How big a factor does that play in your planning and so forth?
I'll tell you this, the most important thing is not to overreact to that game, because, I mean, obviously we've had a chance to correct it. You know, our players went through the pain and, you know, humility of how we lost that game. So that part's been done. We're sitting in there as coaches game planning. You want to overreact to some of the things that happened in that game. So you got to watch yourself, I mean, number one. So, and I can tell you this, we're preparing to win. We expect to win, and we're going to Phoenix to win.
Next up, we'll talk a little more about Arizona and the Cardinals. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe provided by the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay, offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street, Green Bay.
The final score, the Packers 35, the Redskins 18, and the Packers are heading for redemption in the desert, where they'll take on the Arizona Cardinals in the divisional round of the NFC playoffs.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, first let's talk about your football team going into Arizona. How good do you feel, the rhythm, the confidence, all of that stuff?
Well, I mean, we're in the early stages of the preparation, and frankly, going from a night game to a six-day work week is a real challenge. You know, it's a real challenge on our staff. We've got to make sure our players get their bodies back. That's why we're not going to practice till Wednesday, and then we're going to cut it down so we can practice again on Friday. So those are kind of things you're juggling, because at the end of it, you got to make sure you get the time in the classroom, enough time on the field, and get all the reps you need, as you have the whole season to get ready for the game. So we feel very good about it. You know, most importantly, we need to have production in all three phases, and that's our formula for success.
And the formula for success, Mike, you look at that earlier meeting, 9 sacks, 4 turnovers. That's not the Green Bay Packers. It's just not.
Well, I mean, history would tell you that. I mean, that's really the conversation we have with the team. I mean, to have that many turnovers, really the last couple of games we went through a turnover, you know, phase. And even in the Minnesota game, you had the big turnover there that was returned for a touchdown. So I look at that as an anomaly. You know, Washington, we did a really good job there until the end of the game. So turnover ratio, if you look it up historically, especially in playoff football, is a huge factor in the outcome.
Their offense led, I believe, the NFL in points scored. So your defense has been playing very well. Looks like a titanic matchup, Mike.
Oh, definitely. I think it's going to be a great matchup. So, hey, that's why you play the game. You know, too many times in life you get a second chance, and we're definitely going to get that. But, you know, more importantly, we're looking at this, you know, as one game. You know, two playoff teams. We have the same opportunity to win a game as the Cardinals do, and it just happens to be on their field.
Well, good luck in Arizona, Mike.
Thank you, Lance.
All right, and that's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We will talk to you after that Arizona game.